welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Intellectual Property Alert. Microsoft Corporation versus I4I. Supreme Court refuses to lower the clear and convincing standard for proving patent invalidity. Historically, the clear and convincing evidentiary standard has applied to proving patent invalidity, but it is the lower preponderance of the evidence standard, the proper standard to apply instead for proving patent invalidity if the prior art before the jury was not before the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, PTO, during a patents examination process. The Supreme Court resoundingly answered no in its recent decision in Microsoft versus I4I. This ruling is significant because it keeps a heightened, clear, and convincing standard for proving invalidity and further strengthens the presumption of validity for issued patents. But while rejecting the preponderance standard, the court recognized that the clear and convincing standard is easier to meet for prior art not before the PTO and approved instructing the jury to that effect. The clear and convincing standard for proving invalidity applies to all prior art, including art not before the PTO. On June 9, 2011, the Supreme Court handed down a decision in Microsoft Corp. versus I4I LP that affirmatively ended any debate about the standard an opponent bears for proving a patent invalid. The 8-0 decision holds that the party asserting patent invalidity must always persuade the jury by the clear and convincing standard. The lower preponderance of the evidence standard never applies for patent invalidity, even if the asserted prior art was never before the PTO during examination. The court and Justice Sotomayor, in delivering the opinion, relied heavily on Congress's intent in drafting 35 U.S.C. Section 282, which proves that a patent shall be presumed valid and the burden of establishing invalidity rests on the party asserting such invalidity. The court understood Congress's intent in including a patent shall be presumed valid as codifying the common law presumption of a clear and convincing evidentiary standard for proving invalidity. The court rejected Microsoft's arguments that earlier decisions made an evidentiary distinction between prior art that had been before the PTO and new prior art in front of the jury. Instead, the court stated these earlier cases never made this distinction and, in fact, cited an earlier Supreme Court decision that held that the preponderance standard was too dubious of a standard to deem a patent invalid. Further, the court noted that if Congress intended to lower the clear and convincing standard where the evidence before the jury was different from that before the PTO, it would have done so expressly in the patent laws, i.e., in 35 U.S.C. Section 282. While there is no preponderance standard, the court reaffirms that the clear and convincing standard is easier to meet for art not before the PTO. While the court specifically affirmed the clear and convincing standard, it also recognized that the standard is easier to meet where the asserted prior art was never before the PTO. The court adopted the Federal Circuit principle that a challenger's burden to persuade the jury of its invalidity defense by clear and convincing evidence may be easier to sustain while asserting prior art not before the PTO, and that this prior art may carry more weight in attacking patent validity. Following this logic, the court endorsed jury instructions tailored to the effect of new art not before the PTO, instructing the jury to specifically consider the fact that the PTO had no opportunity to evaluate this new art. In particular, the jury may be instructed to consider whether new evidence before it is materially new, and if so, consider that fact when determining whether an invalidity defense has been proved by clear and convincing evidence. This decision should not have a major impact on current or future patent litigation. Patent cases already operate under the higher, clear, and convincing standard for proving patent invalidity, and this decision does not affect that standard. But accused infringers should keep the Microsoft v. I4I decision in mind when evaluating invalidity positions tied to prior art not before the PTO. as this case does entitle an accused infringer to favorable jury instructions. Justice Breyer's concurring opinion reiterates the importance of separating legal and factual disputes in determining patent invalidity. Justice Breyer's concurrence, while not binding law, is a reminder of the important difference between questions of law and questions of fact in determining patent invalidity. The fact finder must use the clear and convincing standard solely for factual issues, say when a product was first sold or whether a prior art reference had been published. But many patent invalidity tests are based upon how the law applies to the given facts. For example, the ultimate determination of obviousness is a question of law, and the clear and convincing standard only applies to the underlying facts, not the legal conclusion. Justice Breyer succinctly stated, where the ultimate question of patent validity turns on the correct answer to legal questions, what these subsidiary legal standards mean, or how they apply to the facts as given, today's strict standard of proof has no application. While Justice Breyer reiterated the correct legal standard, many courts blend the factual and legal issues of patent invalidity under the higher, clear, and convincing burden. It is important to remember that only the factual issues require the clear and convincing burden. Any determination of law applying the facts does not require that higher burden. This concurrence should be kept in mind in arguing the correct legal process in evaluating patent invalidity.
2011 Akengump Strauss Hauerfeld LLP, all rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party.